Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. Proposition 8 may be heading back to the California courtroom rather than heading right to the U.S. Supreme Court. Supporters of the ban on same-sex marriage filed a petition yesterday asking the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco to reconsider the ruling made by a smaller panel 2 weeks ago, striking down the law in a 2-1 decision. Sponsors of Prop 8 are now asking that the case be reheard by an 11-judge panel. The move means same-sex marriages remain on hold, at least until the court decides whether or not they'll rehear the case. For a second time, a group of parents have been blocked from using the state's so-called parent trigger law to overhaul a failing school. In Southern California, the Adelanto School Board voted late last night, 5-2, to reject a parent petition that would have brought drastic reforms to Desert Trails Elementary School. Trustees cited inaccuracies in the signatures collected. School Board President Carlos Mendoza said it's the district's responsibility to make sure each signature is legitimate.
We are going to comply with the law. We're not in conflict with the law. So in that sense, we're cooperative. You know, we're not coming in with any hostility. We're just going to look at what's best for our kids and go from there.
This is the second time parent reformers have been thwarted from using the new trigger law due to concerns over signatures collected. The first case was in the Compton Unified School District. Parent leaders say they plan to clarify any possible inaccuracies so they can bring the petition back to the school board. Schools in Los Angeles face big struggles with student attendance. In some districts, truancy rates are above 50%. For the last several years, the city's taken a hardline approach, conducting police sweeps around campuses and issuing tickets with hefty fines to truant and even tardy students. But today, the LA City Council is expected to change that approach. LA Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark explains why.
The Hollywood version of truancy goes something like this.
Adler?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Bueller? Bueller? Bueller?
I'm taking the day off. Now get dressed and come on over.
Madcap adventures ensue in a Ferrari, and it all somehow works out in the end. But that's not how it worked for Nabil Romero. A couple years ago, as a senior, he got a truancy ticket for being a few minutes late to first period at a public high school on LA's west side.
I lived 2 bus rides away from my school. The first bus ride took 45 minutes, the second one did as well. By the time I arrived school, I was approached by police officers and I was told to stop. I was handcuffed, searched.
Romero had to pay a $350 truancy fine. In a single-parent home like his, that's a lot.
When my mom heard the fine, she was like, oh, we're going to have to cut back on a lot of stuff. And we started cutting back on food expenses, on clothes expenses, shoes. This was all my fault for not being in class.
Or maybe it wasn't. In fact, more and more people in LA, from educators and activists to judges and the police themselves, blame another culprit, a city daytime curfew ordinance they say unfairly punishes low-income kids making an honest effort to get to school, fining them hundreds and even thousands of dollars. Manuel Criollo is an organizer with the Community Rights Campaign. He says when he first started hearing stories like Romero's a few years ago, stories about police ticketing kids on their way to campus after just getting off the bus.
To be honest, all of us were like, okay, are you guys literally saying they're at the bus stop? And we went out there, and yeah, you had police or school police basically waiting for young people to give them tickets.
Criollo's group got a hold of data from local and school police showing that in a recent 5-year period, officers issued 47,000 truancy tickets. After crunching the numbers, they found most tickets were issued around schools in lower-income neighborhoods and that blacks and Latinos received 88% of the tickets, though they only make up 77% of the student population.
I think that they feel targeted.
Zoe Rawson is a pro bono lawyer who's represented hundreds of students facing truancy tickets in Los Angeles. She points out that in richer neighborhoods, kids who are running late often escape tickets because their parents can drive them to school, and the daytime curfew only applies to unaccompanied minors. But low-income kids often rely on city buses to get to school.
They're at a greater risk because they are in public when they're traveling to school, as opposed to students that are able to get rides from their parents.
We want justice for our students. One, we are the people too. A little bit louder.
Students, community organizers, and teachers came together recently at a rally to demand changes to the way truancy tickets are issued. Andrew Terranova, who's taught at Los Angeles Public Schools for 8 years, says even if the tickets were meant to scare kids into going to school, the heavy-handed approach has backfired.
I had students who I would say, "What? Where were you yesterday? You were absent from my class, right? Oh, mister, I was late. I missed my connecting bus, so I went home. Why'd you go home? Well, I was afraid of getting another truancy ticket." That's like a preemptive staying home out of the fear.
But recently, slowly, things have begun to change. Last month, the presiding judge of the Los Angeles Juvenile Court, Michael Nash, issued a sweeping directive. Court officers are to stop imposing monetary fines on any student who gets a truancy ticket in L.A. County and direct them towards school counselors instead.
The fines were really crazy, and we really weren't accomplishing anything.
Steve Zipperman, chief of the Los Angeles School Police, agrees. Last fall, he revised the guidelines for how officers issue truancy tickets in the first place to avoid targeting students who are clearly headed to campus in the first 90 minutes of school. He did have concerns about the move.
I will tell you that a huge part of our daytime criminal activity is often a result of truancy. But more importantly, we have to take a look at what can we do to try and help us resolve the root problem of this rather than the Band-Aid approach of just writing the citation.
This is what happened right here.
But some police may not be following their own rules. A few months ago, after the new guidelines had already been issued, a 10th grader named Juan Carlos Amezcua and his cousin were a half a block from the entrance to their high school in Boyle Heights, running 5 minutes late when a school police cruiser stopped them.
They pull up right here, put on the lights. They put us in handcuffs. I told them, "You can't do this."
Amezcua filed a complaint, claiming the officer roughed him up while writing him a ticket he didn't deserve. Truancy reformers say cases like this show that more than guidelines and directives need to be put in place, that the city needs to actually amend its daytime curfew law to give the new guidelines teeth. That's what the city council will be voting on today. As for Amezcua's ticket, L.A. school police are still investigating. His fine was dismissed when he got to court, but he had to miss school to go. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.
That story was co-reported with Susan Ferris of the Center for Public Integrity. That's the California Report for Wednesday, February 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Follis Family Fund for coverage of climate change, and Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com.